Investors purchased a record share of houses in America's top metropolitan areas last year. According to data from Redfin, nearly one in seven homes in Atlanta, Miami, Detroit, and other major cities were sold to investors, like large corporations, local companies, or even just wealthy individuals. And a new analysis by the Washington Post shows that these purchases happened disproportionately in Black neighborhoods and in the South. Today, we take you just outside of Nashville, a metro area where investors purchased 16% of homes last year. And we'll take a look at one company that has scooped up houses in suburbs around the country.
Tammy Sue Lane is in a suburb of Nashville. It's really an exurb. It's a new neighborhood. Most of the houses are about 15 years old. They were designed, built as starter homes, marketed as starter homes. They were of all costs, less than $200,000 15 years ago. And they were a perfect place for a lot of people to buy their first home. So in many ways, Tammy Sue Lane is the kind of street you'll see in new suburbs all around America. But one of the things that makes it unusual and really drew our attention is that of the 32 homes there, 19 are owned by one very large company, and that company is called Progress Residential.
Renting out houses in suburbia has never been a business dominated by large companies. But with private equity-backed companies like Progress Residential entering the market in more and more places, that is starting to change.
I sometimes think of them as running horizontal apartment houses. They take a suburb and turn it into their own property in a way because they own so much of it.
The American suburbs may seem like an unlikely place for the flow of secretive global money, but the Pandora Papers investigation reveals how Progress Residential has made millions of dollars scooping up homes across the U.S., then renting them back to families who can no longer afford to buy them.